Coming up on Only a Game, a former college athlete attempts to profit the NCAA way by putting the image of a recognizable sports figure on a T-shirt. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill, and welcome to our new listeners at WKGC in Panama City, Florida, otherwise known as GC90.7, the voice of Gulf Coast State College.
What have you done with Charlie?
I'm here with some stacks of wax to make your groovin' behoovin'.
This week, Rutgers head football coach Kyle Flood was suspended for 3 games and fined $50,000 for contacting a professor about the academic status of former Rutgers cornerback Nadir Barnwell. A big no-no. You can't be doing that. Barnwell and 5 other players had been cut from the team for offenses ranging from home invasion to domestic violence to assault. They're really cleaning things up down there in New Brunswick, aren't they?
That's not much of a range, Bill. I mean, that's pretty much the same crime in different contexts. Rutgers is trying to become a major power in college football fast, and there's only one way to do it, and that's pretty much to risk embarrassment. And this is pretty much what they have.
It is not news, of course, for an NFL team to cut a player. They do that all the time. But after cutting kicker Kai Forbath, the team in Washington, D.C. held an open tryout for season ticket holders, and then they settled on a guy who had a little bit more experience than the average season ticket holder, right?
Yeah. They hired this guy named Dustin Hopkins, who not long ago was practicing his kicking in a public park with his wife serving as the holder. I would be very impressed if they signed his wife, too.
He's got to have a holder.
Exactly right.
All right, Charlie, I'm going to read you a headline from the Washington Post now, and then I'm going to get out of the way. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Packers fans eat 120-yard bratwurst named Jay Cutler.
No, actually, it's an actual bratwurst, and it ran the length of Lambeau Field, and it was nicknamed after Jay Cutler because, quote, here it comes, wait for it, he's used to getting smoked by the Packers.
You have before you a weighty document which purports to rate the best sports cities in the U.S. for spectators. Any qualms about number one on the list?
No, Boston is number one, believe it or not, ranked 9th in football, which I think is high because there is no football in Boston. All due respect to the Boston College Eagles, there's no football in Boston except the Patriots. And I think if you're going to rank places in football, you've got to have something to do with college and something to do with high school. Dallas is ranked only 2 notches above Boston for football, which is absurd.
All right. Did you bring your Mr. NASCAR hat with you today?
Let me see.
Okay,
yes, I did.
Good. The 2015 Chase for the Cup begins this weekend at Chicagoland Speedway. Who has the kind of setup that will carry them to NASCAR glory? And what did I just say?
Well, Bill, I think you got to go with Jimmy
Johnson. You're doing it again with the voice.
I think Kyle Busch is going to win it this year, and I don't know why. I just have that feeling.
Okay, take off your hat.
Okay.
Charlie, Moses Malone died on Sunday. The Basketball Hall of Famer's impact on the game was, of course, considerable from a very early age. Have you a Moses Malone story to share?
Moses Malone was the hardest-working basketball player I ever saw. He's very close to being the most hardest-working athlete I ever saw. He never took a minute off. We lost Daryl Dawkins earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tall people generally can have heart problems, and it's apparently what happened to him.
According to a recent Sports Business Daily report, WNBA attendance dropped 3% overall in 2015. League games averaged 7,318 fans, the lowest in league history. This has gotten the attention of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who said this week that the league, quote, thought it would have broken through by now. Why hasn't it?
It's an indoor league that takes place in the summer. It's very much a niche sport still. They had 33 sellouts, which was 25 more than they had last year. I mean, I don't know what Adam Silver would qualify as a quote-unquote breakthrough. They have a TV contract. They have tremendous advertising. The fans who like it really like it. And as I said, they had 33 sellouts this year, which is 25 more than they had last year. I don't know what would qualify as a breakthrough.
Canadiens defenseman P.K. Subban was in the news this week. He donated $10 million to the Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation, which is going to establish a fund to assist families to help pay for medical care. He is seen, of course, as an on-ice villain in numbers of NHL cities. Maybe henceforth he'll be celebrated, even in places like Boston and Toronto.
$10 million will get your attention, and $10 million will make a lot of children well. And P.K. Subban should at least get a hand the first time he steps on the ice in every game this year. Then you can go back to booing him again.
When you look at the Sugar Land Skeeters lineup card for
Wait, don't spoil the surprise because you know I do it. regularly. Look at the Sugarland Skeeters lineup card. Go ahead, because we have to finish the show.
In any case, you will see not one, but two Palmeiros. Why is that?
Because Rafael is signed with the Skeeters of the Independent Atlantic League, and he's going to play alongside Patrick for the remainder of the season. He did not leave baseball under the greatest of circumstances.
No, he
absolutely did not do any performance-enhancing drugs, except for the ones he did,
right.
And that's the last anybody remembers of him. But now he's going to play with his son in an independent league, and good for him.
Baseball teams, of course, sometimes give out baseball cards for promotional reasons. So, he said, setting up the joke, why was it such a big deal when the Philadelphia Phillies did that at Wednesday's game?
They have a new rookie card, and it's a rookie card for the Pope. Pope Francis,
and it's a beauty.
As part of his American tour, is going to be visiting Philadelphia. And the Phillies, you know, have put together a very handsome-looking rookie card for the Pope.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why, if the Pope is so well-connected to, you know, the deity, that he would wind up playing for the Phillies and not, for example, for the Cardinals. But that's the way it goes.
I'm just grateful the Phillies weren't doing bobblehead night that night.
Don't give them any ideas.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.